Yeah, having my head shoved into the steps of the Ulster Bank in Ranelagh, cold butt of a gun put into the back of your skull. That's a moment where you go, okay, yeah, I think this one's up.
How does a high-flying academic become one of Ireland's most prolific bank robbers?
What I would see as the most important part of this still lies open.
I'm Not Here to Hurt You, a brand new series from the award-winning team behind the Indo Daily.
That November day, that's where it all begins.
Out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Seachtain, an Indo as Gaeilge.
Time I mon iarracht I aon of chacht ar a chur, agus suilgam a machan seo, gur féidir é a chur in uig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltí, fís, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhéadach ara I gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gináim go raibh orthchar an reachtam. Iadach sé tarann go raibh an orthchar san I lis dúthail agus gimine fnacht gór a chlig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhín ann dár dárach sin, bhín marav.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Hello and you're welcome to the Big Tech Show with me, Adrian Weckler. Now, did you know that you can save hundreds on mobile, broadband and TV packages if you do a bit of research? Well, we've done it so you don't have to. And you can literally save 400 euro, 500 euro or more for almost exactly the same type of service, mobile, broadband, TV. And we're doing this because this month, most mobile, broadband and TV prices have risen by quite a lot thanks to this new system that all of the providers, almost all the providers use, where they increase the rates by 3 or 4% plus the rate of inflation. JJ Clark, was there anything you were surprised by in this research?
Well, I think, as you mentioned there, you've gone through phone, broadband and TV. And I was surprised by all of it. I mean, I suppose everyone who reads the piece will get the sense that there's definitely a better deal out there for me. And it's against the backdrop of this, the price hikes. So when are the price hikes coming in? Just so I know.
Most of the price hikes have come in at the beginning of April. So there is a new system that started 2 or 3 years ago because the telecoms companies, the broadband, the mobile, the TV, they found that they couldn't raise their prices without there being an outcry. And they were kind of stuck at prices set in 2015, 2016. So they started this system saying that they would raise the price by the rate of inflation plus a couple of percent to give themselves a profit. Now, leave aside the question over how odd this was that they kind of all decided to do this at around the same time. And that might be an issue that may be revisited in
interesting,
time.
Interesting, yeah.
It has led to a scenario where the choice that you have to shop around seems to be more limited, but in fact, it's not. And I'm going to give you a couple of headline figures because I know listeners will really want me just to get to the cut to the chase on some of this stuff. I wasn't surprised with the likes of mobile, really, because I've been banging on for years about how GOMO and 48 and to a lesser extent Clear Mobile, these are the budget discount mobile operators that are actually owned by the same network operators. They all have offers for 13 euro, 15 euro a month, and they give you loads of data, 100 gigabytes, 200 gigabytes. Basically, they give you all your calls and texts as well. So, and it's a fraction of the cost that you'll pay if you're on Vodafone or Three or Air, and even a lot cheaper than Tesco. So you will save a lot of money there. But the one I was surprised about was broadband, because in my experience in recent years, broadband has tended to kind of be around the same price for what you get, because mostly the fixed line broadband, and in other words, the broadband that most of us have had for, say, 8 or 9 years, has been on a phone line or it's been on Virgin. The phone line, the copper phone line that came into your house owned by Air, and that was either sold to you by Air or by, you know, one of a dozen resellers who just resell that same airline. And they would only vary by, at most, a couple of euro per month. But since the fiber lines have been laid down, and make no mistake, fiber broadband is now the main broadband in Ireland. It's the most recent figures show that more people now subscribe to fiber broadband, a separate fiber line coming into your house, drilled through the wall into your house from Air or Siro, even Virgin are doing it, or the National Broadband Plan. Since that has been introduced, the variations are huge. And I'll give you the biggest example that I found. So if you go with one of the traditional providers, you know, Air or so, you will pay, you'll get a discounted rate of, you know, 35 euro a month or something, but that rate, that rises to over 70 euro a month. The cheapest one I found was Vodafone. And this is a big saving.
Right.
If you sign up to Vodafone, you'll get it for 30 euro per month for the first 12 months. And then it rises, I think, to 40 euro per month, but no further price increases. It doesn't revert to 60 euro or 70 euro per month after that. That's 40 euro per month. That's a long-term rate. Now, you will be subject to the same inflation rises, but just take that 40 euro at level. That's way cheaper.
Is there any installation costs or anything like that, or they'll just take care of that?
I think there might be an installation cost of 100 euro or something like that. Maybe you buy the router off them. There may be, but I'm talking about the long-term costs. So say 40 euro a month. Sky, for example, I have Sky broadband in my house, and I just signed a deal foolishly a month ago to go with their 60 euro per month fiber broadband, which seems like an okay deal, 60 euro per month. 40 euro per month versus 60 euro per month. That's 240 euro in the difference. And, you know, you go to someone like Air, it's even more expensive. It's 35 euro per month for the first year, but then it's 76 euro per month after that. So that, what I'm telling you is, this is exactly the same service. Like, this is a kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I actually checked with my, so I have a housemate that's the administrative head, as it were, of the house. And we're on Air, 65 euro a month. And that's, it's got a 10 euro discount for the first 24 months. But that means,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, and that's
ripped off.
That's broadband only. But I mean, that's the thing is, I feel like a Wally after reading your piece.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, can I ask you, is that fiber or is that a phone line?
It's fiber. And we were originally...
So it's 500 megabits.
Yeah. So we were originally Virgin, because Virgin was the only provider that had fiber on our lane. And then Air came along and drilled
probably
in.
Probably wasn't fiber. Probably was cable. But if that's all, it's kind of almost the same thing. It's not quite, but it's still high speed. It's good. Virgin broadband is good, but it's expensive. Virgin has a big problem on its hands now, because you're looking at operators like Vodafone coming into the market with these kind of prices. I mean, you'd be out of your mind to go with a Virgin standalone.
And can we talk about the switching costs? So, say for example,
there are no switching costs.
So, if you pay this month, I've paid Air this month, and I want to transfer over to Vodafone.
Now, hold on. Are you in a contract though?
Yes, I think we are. So,
you will face penalties if you want to get out of the contract. That will depend per provider what that is. But the reason for that is that sometimes they will give you equipment. Now, the real reason is they just want to lock you in for a long time. Where the real gold here is when you are out of contract. Now, most broadband contracts are actually only for 12 months.
Right.
So you might get a 24 month. You're telling me that you signed a 24 month one with Air for 65 euro or 60 euro.
As I said, I didn't, but the house administrator basically, he was the one. Yeah. So, I mean,
over the period of that 24 months, you're actually going to overpay by 480 euro.
That's a nightmare. And as well as that, I suppose he went on to switcher.com. So he thought he was being smart, you know?
Fair enough. Switcher's okay. It's pretty good, actually, but it is well worth looking around to see, what the deals are available. Now, look, to be fair, one of the ways that they get you here as well is that most households still pay for TV. Now, it's actually very hard to just buy TV alone. So you might think, oh, I'll buy broadband from one crowd and TV from another. That's actually quite difficult to do, because if you want to buy TV from Virgin or from Air or from Vodafone, you can't do it as a standalone service. You have to buy their broadband as well. So this is the way that that Virgin, for example, still kind of gets a lot of people, because just it seems simpler to go for the bundle. So if that is your scenario, there are some deals that are cheaper than others also. And again, I'm going to go back to Vodafone. No skin in the game of Vodafone here. They happen to have the cheapest deals at the moment, maybe because they're more aggressive. They're trying to build market share, perhaps particularly in TV, where it's still kind of Sky number one and then Virgin number two and the rest.
What's baked into the Vodafone TV channels? I know that there's 100 channels there. What are they?
Yeah, so the basic channels. So the basic satellite channels. I'll go through the price and then the channel. So that you're looking at €65 per month, okay, with no post-promotion price hike. That compares to a minimum of €100 per month for either Sky or Virgin after their promotional periods for the first 12 months. So it's an awful lot cheaper. Those 100 channels, those basic channels that you're getting are the same ones you would get from basic from Sky or from Virgin. So you're looking at your RTDs and all that sort of stuff. And then you're looking at your satellite channels that nobody ever watches, like, you know, Tractors Monthly or whatever, you know, right. You know, the ones that I'm talking about. You probably get MTV and stuff like that as well in, but you're not going to get Sky Sports. You're not going to get Sky Atlantic. You know, you're not going to get BT. So you're not going to get any premium sports as part of a basic add-on. Premium sports is the number one reason why monthly TV bills go up. People say, oh, you know, I'm paying €140 a month with Sky for a broadband and TV bundle. I can't believe it's so expensive. I said, yeah, but why are you paying €140? What TV channels? Oh, I have BT, I have TNT Sports and Sky Sports. And for, you know, and sometimes I watch the boxing. Yeah, that's the reason why. You know, that's so if you want that kind of content, you are not going to get it for cheaper than, you know, €100 a month for your broadband and your TV. But you've got a shot at it with the likes of Vodafone's TV Play offering, which is fiber broadband. And then you get there, they give you a box as well, an all-in-one box with set-top box, decent speakers, and you get your basics. And then if you want to add the premium stuff on the premium channels, you can, but you have to add it on almost like an online edition. So they don't have baked in, they don't quite have the same baked in systems and billing as Sky and Virgin do. Now, of course, the other thing with Sky is that Sky is the only provider where you can actually kind of buy TV as a standalone product, because they have a couple for example, you can subscribe to Now, which used to be called Now TV. You don't even have to have a TV or a set-top box. And that will basically give you an awful lot of what you get when you subscribe to Sky. And you can buy add-ons and increments. So you subscribe to Now TV, for example, and I don't know what the basic cost is, €20 a month or something like that. And you can add sport for another, whatever it is, 15, €20 a month. And you can add something. You can add them as you go. Now, you won't get the benefit of the same type of interface. You won't get necessarily the benefit in terms of the same kind of quality, you know, in terms of 4K HDR and all of that, built in, baked in. If you want to spread it around the house, it's just a slightly different setup. But to Sky's credit, it is the only one where you could have an Air broadband or a Virgin broadband or a Vodafone broadband, and you could have, you know, just a large telly and, you know, try to get Now TV on that. You maybe have an Apple TV box, for example, and you put Now TV onto that, and that's the way you watch telly. Maybe you could do that.
Right.
So
it's the only standalone TV provider.
The others won't give you TV.
You have to buy this too.
Because they're trying to get you into bundles. Yeah, and they know as well that if you buy a bundle, a TV broadband bundle, you're slightly less likely to change, even if you listen to this podcast and you hear me say the words clearly that you will save, you know, hundreds of euro a year.
Yeah.
If you do, it all seems like too much hassle. You have to return the router, you know, to, or whatever to, to whatever company it is. Right. Also, I wouldn't underestimate with fiber broadband in particular. This is a big one. If you're going from, say, phone line or fixed wireless or mobile broadband to fiber broadband, or even from cable broadband to fiber broadband, that requires installation. And installation doesn't mean someone coming around and just wiring a box. It means drilling, like maybe drilling through a wall. So this creates other types of domestic scenarios. And not only does it, like, it often mean drilling through a wall, it might mean, you know, right, we're going to drill through here, and then you're going to have a cable draping on the outside of your wall here. Okay. Yeah. So now you're starting to think, that's either going to cause hassle, or I don't like the look of that, or it's going to reduce the curb appeal of my house. One of the biggest complaints that I get from people who are trying to switch to fiber is over the actual installation process and what it entails in terms of cables and drilling and all that kind of stuff.
Just before we, I suppose, deter too many people, just because, you know, the fear of changing over. And that's the big thing, the big admin costs that you mentioned in the piece, the heavy lift of, you know, oh, I have to go through, you know, check out the competition, check where the deal is happening. Can you, I suppose, make a, like, you know, I know you've made a case already for it, but just how simple it can be, because you've illustrated there how fiber is a nightmare to get into your house and it can affect the aesthetic quality of your house and there's drilling involved. But is there, you know, can it be seamless? Can it be, you know, your contract's up, you're looking to save money. Can it be, you know, easy or frictionless?
No, it can't be absolutely frictionless. Okay. And I'd be lying if I said it. You are going to have to stay at home one day and someone's going to come around and you might get an engineer who talks in absolute double Dutch jargon. Okay. Like in our situation, when we switched to fiber, the original engineer who came around, he might as well have been speaking Klingon. Now, I wasn't there. Okay. But when he called me up on the phone from there, it was like he had swallowed a heavy technical telecoms manual and was trying to relate to me, talking about JPON this and sort of cat cable that and blah, 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 blah. And what happened was we put off the installation. I then had to make sure I was home for the installation. And then I had enough knowledge to be able to talk to the person, to pick through and really get a sense of what he was talking about, which I did. But I'm telling you, it's not completely easy. It's not completely frictionless.
And just to jump and change gears a little bit, just I know you said you'd come back to it afterwards, is the mobile, just to save money, the monthly mobile. I'm paying €38 a month to Vodafone. And I was looking at the price. Can you just take us to the top three prices?
I can, but, I do have one question about your €38 for Vodafone. Do they give you a discounted phone for that?
They do not.
Anyway, I'll take you through the permutations here. Long story short, you're getting absolutely ripped off for your €38. Absolutely ripped off. That is unconscionably expensive compared to what you can get in the market. The only reason to spend more than €30 or €35 per month on a mobile bill is if the operator has knocked like €250 off the price of a smartphone that is subsidizing, that's part of the whole deal, and it has you on a contract for 12 or 24 months, okay? What you should be paying is about €15 per month. And there are three operators that will give you that. The best one, the best deal, is actually 48, and that's owned by three. It's 48.ie, owned by three. So it uses three's network. You're getting 4G and 5G on that. You're getting up to 200 gigabytes of monthly mobile data on that, which even for me as a heavy user, that's more than enough. Mm. You're getting all your calls, all your texts. You're getting a certain roaming allowance when you go to the EU. It's €13 per month, right? The fact that you can sit there and still pay €38 per month for a non-subsidized phone contract is borderline like negligent. I mean, it's, you know, you are literally leaving about €250 on the table every single year. Really easy to change, by the way, your mobile bill. Really easy. You can do it online. You just literally fill out a form, put in your number. They take care of contacting Vodafone to tell you that they're switching. You don't even have to call Vodafone up. Okay, so that's the best one is 48. A very close second is GOMO, which is owned by Air, that uses Air's mobile network, which is now pretty good. It used to be a distant third to Vodafone and Three. It's now there or thereabouts with Vodafone and Three. That's 15 euro a month. Again, loads of data, 120 gigabytes per month, all calls, all texts, all those. You get a roaming allowance. And, you know, once again, very easy to switch. I use the GOMO SIM card for the little place we go to in rural Mayo, and I keep a mobile router there. And instead of getting any fixed broadband or wireless broadband, I put a GOMO, a SIM card, into the router. And, you know, it gives me 4G signal there, gives me maybe 15 megabits. That's enough to run, you know, Netflix or to do social media or whatever. And it costs me, you know, 15 euro a month. That's my broadband, you know? So number one, 48. Number two, GOMO. Maybe if you're in an area that only gets a Vodafone mobile signal, you might do Clear Mobile. And that's owned by Vodafone. It's Vodafone's version of 48 or GOMO. And that costs 13 euro, I think, a month at the moment. But the big limitation to that is they only give you 5 megabits per second of mobile data speed. And that's a massive, it's enough to check your social media and email. And it's kind of enough to do video as well, YouTube and stuff. But you will notice some buffering. It's way, way, way slower than 4G or 5G speeds. So that, and Vodafone is clearly doing that to protect its main customers. Yeah. So it might try to persuade you that, oh, well, you know, Clear Mobile is a lot cheaper, which we own. You get our same network, but it'll be much slower.
Right.
So that is an option as well. But the bottom line here, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you are out of contract or if you are paying for a mobile service on one of the network operators, 30 euro, 40 euro, you know, 50 euro even, it's just outrageous. And by the way, those cheap deals, the 48, the GOMOs, they don't go up by the amount, by inflation plus 3%. The Threes and the Vodafones do. The 48s and the GOMOs don't.
And final question, just on the on GOMO and 48 and that's so clear. These are obviously marketed at young people, and so if you're a parent buying a phone for the first time, these are the options to go for. Or are they, you know, they're clearly sort of aimed at the younger generation? No, I would just say by reputation. I just mean when I saw it in your article, GOMO and 48, I was like, God, those are, you know, by the advertising alone, I was like, they're for some reason they're advertised that, you know.
But don't be such a sucker. Well,
If this conversation is evidence of anything, it's that for sure. Just in terms of price.
Look, the bottom line we're trying to get across here is, The discounts on mobile are absolutely obvious and absolutely clear. And, you know, I don't even think that the article that I wrote or the conversation that we're having now will necessarily inform that many people, because we've kind of I've been banging on about this for a few years. So I think that is probably, but it's no harm being reminded of it. The broadband one is the one that really was an eye opener for me when I really started to look into it. So if you are somebody who thinks that you can take on a little bit of administrative change and you're, you know, in exchange for several hundred euro a year and probably, you know, 20, 30, 40 euro a month in savings, then I would urge you to go back and listen to what we talked about in this podcast, or go on to independent.ie and read the piece that I wrote on it. JJ Clark, who also produced this podcast, thank you very much for talking to me about it, and Rory Bones on sound as well. And I'm Adrian Wecker. You've been listening to The Big Tech Show, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.